we're underwriting $250, $300 a door for insurance. And now it's $700 to $1,200, depending on the market and the property type. That's a massive difference. And that's happened within like a year too. That's not just like a gradual increase over the last 3 or 5 years. That's pretty much in the last 12 months. And that can completely crush a deal.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another Finance Friday episode. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. What is going on, everybody? You know the drill. Every Friday, we're coming at you all things Finance Fridays, where we talk personal finance, because after all, it's not what you make, but what you keep. We want to help you get your money working both harder and smarter. On today's episode, it's not so much tip and tactic in general personal finance, but it's kind of niche down, focus on real estate. That's obviously, that's what I do and what I focus on. But I think this is important for everybody, whether you're a real estate investor or someone that either owns their own home or wants to own their own home. I think this is very important to understand. And that's talking about two big costs that are associated with owning real estate. Obviously, I've talked about this in the past. The biggest one generally is your mortgage payment, right? Your loan, especially if you're using high leverage, that's going to be biggest payment. However, there are two other major payments, and that's your tax, so your property tax on your piece of property, and the property insurance. And these expenses that can make a huge difference in what you pay out in expenses every month. And for an investment property, it's obviously you want a cash flow. So this is hinges on that, on what you're going to cash flow or not, right? And if you're a property owner, not necessarily an investor, but your home, this is going to increase your cost of living. And the reason I'm bringing up these two things is in the recent months, and by that I mean over the last 4 to 6 months, we've seen a huge increase in both of these. So let's start off with property taxes. Generally, these are something that is based on the value of the property. And when it comes to taxes, you really need to know the market that you own in, that you want to own in, that you invest in, that you want to invest in. You really need to understand it, because every market, when I say market, not just state, every county, every municipality can be different on how they calculate your tax rate, right? And by tax rate, I mean what you actually pay. So for instance, one of the markets we invest in, take 100% of the purchase price. So say you bought something for $1 million, they take that $1 million. And then generally we take about 80% of that. And then they'll do another factor of 40% of that value and then put in the county rate. And that'll give your new tax bill. And it is assessed the year after you buy. So this is something you need to factor in. When you're doing an analysis, you can't just say, hey, they're paying $50,000 in taxes a year, so that's what we're going to pay once we acquire from them, right? Yeah, you might pay that for the remaining part of the year, but next year when they go to reassess, it's going to bump up. We're assuming you're buying for far more than what they paid, especially in the last few years. And that's what's really hurting people now, is because we've seen values skyrocket, right? Over the last 3 years, values have skyrocketed. So then your tax is going to skyrocket. For instance, I had a duplex that I house hacked. And when I was there, it was around $7,000 a year in taxes. And now it's at over $8,500. And that's just a 1 year increase from the last tax, because that tax rate I paid kind of stayed flat for a few years. But it bumped up last year due to the increase in property values. That's $1,500 more. And that's over $100 a month. And for someone on a tight budget or wasn't expecting that, or someone who has an investment property, that eats directly into the cash flow, that eats into your wallet if you're just living there, your everyday expenses. And this is something we have to look out for. And I know in Austin, I know someone who has a property that they were paying $1,000 a door for insurance. That's what it came out to be. And they just got reassessed a new rate of $2,000. And if this person is not well capitalized or didn't buy at a good basis, that could blow up your deal, right? And like for us, I remember when I got into the game, I was underwriting about $250 to $300 a door for insurance. And this is on B and C class properties. And now it's $700 to $1,200 a door, depending on the market, right? Obviously, it depends on historical factors of the market, weather, are there natural disasters in the market, crime. And then also it goes down to building costs, right? And before I jump into that, we just got to think about it. With these costs increasing, what's going to happen? Rental rates are going to continue to go up. Now, are they going to go up at the same rate they have been? No, because there it gets to a point where people just can't afford it. But operators, landlords are going to keep pushing rent. And it's not what most people think, like, oh, they're just being greedy. They want to keep their profit margin. No, pushing rents when you have both taxes and insurance skyrocket It's not to make the same profit. It's to keep your property. And that's a huge factor. So taxes are going to go up, right? You need to know how they're calculated in your market. Some are calculated every following year after a sale. Some, there's markets like North Carolina where it can be every 4 to 8 years. They do it in a cycle like that. So you got to know when it was last assessed. So if you're buying a property that was assessed 2 years ago, you got to know that it's going to be reassessed in 2 years. So you got to factor that into your analysis. And it's just really important. So now let's jump into insurance, because tax is one of the biggest bills. And that's something we can't really control. That's based on what the municipality is doing. And they're basing it on values of homes and buildings. And as they skyrocket because of all asset prices have, tax is just going to go up, right? So now insurance. Insurance. This is one that I just mentioned, that operator I know in Austin who went from $1,000 a door in insurance to $2,000, doubled, right? That is just crazy. And like I said, when I first started in this game, in this business, we were underwriting at $250, $300 a door for insurance. And now it's $700 to $1,200, depending on the market and the property type. That's a massive difference. And that's happened within like a year too. That's not just like a gradual increase over the last 3 or 5 years. That's pretty much in the last 12 months. And that can completely crush a deal. And like I said, this is not about keeping your profit margin the same. It's about keeping your property. So insurance, talking to a broker friend of mine, they go through cycles. And you got to think about it, right? We consider like a soft cycle, soft phase of insurance premiums. Premiums are relatively low. Insurance companies offer more coverage and are more lenient in underwriting standards to track more customers, right? It's usually kind of linked to economic cycles. So you got to think, coming out of 08, obviously big recession. Wasn't a lot of business activity relative to how it had been years before. And people weren't buying a lot of real estate because they were nervous. So premiums were low because they didn't want to add another obstacle for people getting in and to buying real estate. And they wanted to grow business, right? And back then, labor was cheap because there just wasn't a lot going around. So people would reduce their rates to get business. Same with material. So your replacement cost was super low, and it just kept premiums super low. Just like anything, there is a business cycle to this. And what we've seen in the last few years is, one, obviously, materials have gone through the roof with the pandemic. Couldn't even get materials. And then prices just went through the roof because of the whole supply and demand. Labor, same thing. Everyone wanted to do something, and there wasn't enough supply of labor to go around. So due to the increased demand, their rates went through the roof. So that right there increases your replacement cost. So this has been a major factor in increase in insurance premiums, because the cost to replace said building that you're insuring has gone through the roof. Or it might have cost, say, $500,000 a year or two ago. Now it's going to be $700,000 to $1 million to replace that. It's just gone through the roof. Top of that, we've seen some, you know, natural disasters, including freezing temperatures that burst pipes, hailstorms, windstorms, fires, just unprecedented natural disasters that increase the rates for insurance premiums, right? And that's also going to be a factor when you're looking where to buy, whether it's an investment property, second home, your primary home. If you buy in markets like Florida, coastal markets, Texas, your insurance premiums generally are going to be higher just because of the historical natural disasters. And they base it on historical factors, right? Like, what are the patterns they see? And that increases your insurance premium. So this is something you need to be cognizant of, because this can completely blow up a deal. And if you're not ready for it, this can happen within a year. Usually you sign for a year, they're going to kind of reassess and see where it needs to be. And it can blow up a deal, and not just an investment property, but your home as well. You need to know that this can happen. You need to have reserves, whether it's an investment property, keep more reserves than you normally would. I would say over 300 a door. If you're not already, I would say probably closer to 400 to 500 a door, and just reserves. I'm not talking about your repair and maintenance reserves and reserves like that, your vacancy reserves, but I mean just reserves for like, you know what, reserves. Just have them ready, because anything can happen. And you could have gone from paying 400 a door in insurance to now you're paying 800 to 1,000 a door in insurance. And if you don't have those reserves ready, you didn't buy at a good basis. Is the cash flow be there to, one, pay investors, pay yourself, or even is it going to be there to support the property itself? And no one wants to be in that position. So guys, I just want to get here and share this, because I think this is going to be a major factor in what happens in the real estate market. Yeah, rates obviously have, you know, rates affect everything, right? But if you bought right, you have fixed rate, a good rate right now, that's, you should have already underwrote that that can work. But something that you can't control, like taxes and insurance, that's something we just can't control. We can do our best to kind of mitigate and see if we can, from an insurance standpoint, see if we can shop around and get better rates. There's not much you can do. And definitely from a tax perspective, sometimes you can appeal it and that can work, but you can't always count on that. So I think it's really important to have reserves right now, really get tight on your operations, operating expenses. And yeah, it's time to do those things. Well, everybody, thanks for tuning in. I just want to come in, get on here and share this because, like I said, I think this is going to be a big factor in kind of the next cycle of the real estate market and how people may lose properties. Obviously, I don't want to see that, but I just feel that's going to happen. So guys, thanks for tuning in as always. Next week, I'm going to come on here and I want to talk about the USD as the world's reserve currency and how oil up until recently has been traded solely in USD and how some countries are moving away from that. And what does that mean for us in the world in general? So look forward to that next week. As always, have a great weekend. It's March 31st right now, wrapping up Q1 of 2023. It's crazy. We've already gotten there. I hope everyone has made it a killer Q1 of this year. And let's get after the next quarter. Baby steps, guys. Take every day at a time, every month at a time, every quarter at a time. Let's just get out there and win. All right, everybody. As always, easy doesn't pay well, and instant gratification is self-destructive. So not only get out there and work hard for your money, have your money work hard for you so we can all create the lives of our dreams. Because that's the way to make this world a better place. All right, everybody, catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is an investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.